USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's working with his administration to lower prices for working families. He opened a cabinet meeting on Monday saying consumer prices are costing American families thousands a year.
All told, between generating higher prices and lower wages, lack of competition costs the median American family household $5,000 a year.
Biden, again using the phrase, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. He added that high prices have been a problem that's been building for decades, and it's going to take time to bring control to the inflated costs. Thousands of U.S. troops are on the ready due to the rising threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon giving the order Monday for 8,500 soldiers to be put on standby. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Three Baltimore firefighters are dead following the collapse of a burning row house in southwest Baltimore. Fire Chief Niles Ford announcing the deaths at a news conference.
Each and every day our firefighters, our first responders, our EMTs, our paramedics put their lives on the line for the sake of others.
Fire crews responding to the vacant row home around 6 a.m. Monday. A mayday was called when the structure collapsed. One firefighter was immediately rescued and rushed to a hospital. Two other firefighters died after being pulled from the rubble. The restaurant industry is hoping to get more financial aid due to the economic impact of COVID-19. The National Restaurant Association is asking Congress to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It was a $28.6 billion fund that has been depleted. Restaurants and bars have struggled to regain sufficient indoor dining numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Seven school districts across Virginia are suing Governor Glenn Youngkin over his executive order that lifted mask mandates in schools across the state. Virginia Attorney General Jason Myers reminding everyone on Fox News.
Well, listen, what the governor's executive order said is what he campaigned on, which is parents matter. And if you're a parent and you want your child to have a mask for 8 hours a day, that is absolutely your right. But the point of the executive order is recognize there are going to be other parents that come to a different conclusion.
New York is hoping to take the lead when it comes to semiconductors. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Gremmel has the story.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul would like to see Albany become the nation's first semiconductor hub. News 10 TV there reports that she and some local politicians toured the Albany Nanotech Complex on Monday. Hochul speaking at a news conference afterward.
We are in a global war with other countries who want to own the dominance of this industry. We're not letting that happen.
That audio from thehill.com.
Bob Dylan is the latest musician to sell his recorded music catalog. Sony Entertainment purchasing the rights to Dylan's recorded music, including all previous albums and multiple future releases. Variety estimates the deal to be worth between $150 and $200 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.